to have a conversation with you. So I just want you to press pause on life real quick, just for a second, because I really want to ask you this question. It seems so easy to answer. How are you doing? I mean, how are you really, really doing? We so easy quick to say something and we'll say, I'm doing okay, I'm cool, I'm blessed, I may not be okay. Whatever the case may be, whatever your answer may be. But this question is so complex and it has so many layers to it. So I want to really know, how are you doing? So I just want you to press pause on life just real quick, because I see you. I see you dealing with your childhood trauma. I see you going to therapy. I see you healing and growing and evolving. I see you breaking bad habits and picking up good ones. I see you sacrificing for your family. I see you standing in the mirror and being proud of who you are and doing that shadow work. I see you getting emotionally healthy and spiritually sound. I see you making a difference, making better choices. I see you questioning your goals and going after your dreams and aspirations in life. I see you breaking those generational curses. I see you. And yet you're still dealing with life. Some of you are married. Some of you are seeking love in your singleness. Some of you are parents. And we're still going out to work and provide for our families. And yet life still life, and life is still bringing hurt and pain our way, dealing with trials and tribulations and grief and pain and so much more. I see you dealing with all that as a balancing act in your life. Can I just ask you to press pause for a second? Just press pause on life for a second so I can know, how are you doing? How are you doing? Can I take a crack at it? Let me take a crack at it. You are doing amazing. You are crushing those goals. You are being a light into darkness. You are inspiration to many. You are making an impact and difference in so many people's lives. You are a blessing to so many people who know you. You are a success story. You are an overcomer against the odds. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are becoming. You are evolving. You are being the best version of yourself daily. You are doing amazing. And too many times we're just so busy working on ourselves and dealing with life and playing these different roles, and we never take the time to really ask ourselves, how are we doing? So I want you to press pause and appreciate where you are and where you come from. The many shackles that was on you, the many layers of hurt and pain that you had to get rid of, the many things that you had to uproot from you, the way you have been dealing with life has shifted in such a beautiful way. You are doing the work. You are making strides for you and for your family and for your future family and those that you love you. You are making a difference. You are impacting everything in your life for the better. You are doing great. That's what I have to say. That's how you're doing. Not that life is not lifing. It's not that you not constantly have to work on yourself and make better choices and deal with things and process things and accept things and acknowledge things and to work through things and to constantly become better at it. It's the fact that you are becoming better. It's the fact that you are acknowledging that you need to work on you. It's the fact that you are seeking greater for you. It's a fact that you are trusting in God, trusting in the process, praying to Him, studying His Word. It's the fact that you want to be better and doing better and living better. So look where you have come. Don't focus too far ahead and appreciate where you are, because what I see is someone is doing great. That's how you're doing. So don't ever forget, in the midst of just being better and doing better and living better and challenging yourself and stepping out your comfort zone and really living life to the highest capacity of where you want and more, press pause for a second and appreciate you. Love always, Cece.